Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kay, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kay.
Mark Kay!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kay is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
This is The Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. Man, this is the Mondayest of Monday I've ever experienced in my entire life. And also, it's cold outside. Baby, it is cold outside. Oh, wait, are we still allowed to say that? I don't even know. I don't know if we're one of those radio stations that dropped the "Baby, It's Cold Outside" song because it's quote unquote rapey, which is what I've been hearing people say. This story first popped up last week, and maybe it was like 2 weeks. I don't even really know. But there was a station in Cleveland, maybe? And it was Cleveland. It was Star 102 in Cleveland. And they wrote a blog post last week talking about how they've dropped the song "Baby, It's Cold Outside," written by Frank Lesser like a ton of years ago, and because they feel that it's inappropriate in this era of Me Too. Specifically, I guess there's this one line, "So what's in this drink?" where it's reminiscent of Bill Cosby, kind of slipping something in someone's drink.
They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen
yeah,
to the
and it's from, it's basically like, it's from 1949. So I can't even do math, but I know that it's been for a long time. Here it is.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
Yeah, that's the Bill Cosby line. So now a radio station in Cleveland said, we're not going to play that song anymore. And it became this national uproar, and radio stations can be, I'll be honest with you, radio stations can be dumb. I know I've worked for a lot of them. And it just seems to me like it's creating more of a hassle than it should. And I don't know if other radio stations have followed suit. I'm sure some of them have. I've heard Gail King talk about it on The View. I've heard other people write to me and say, hey, are you still playing it? And I go, well, we're a news talk station. We don't really play Christmas. I mean, I'll play it in the background if you want, but we don't really do that kind of thing. I know locally we have a radio station that plays Christmas songs. I don't know if they've dropped it. I'll be honest with you. I try not to listen to any other radio stations but this one. But it just seems to be another one of those really ridiculous uproars that seems unnecessary. Because the song for, 49, okay, I can do the math. 89 would be 40 years. For over 50 years, there's been no problem with this song at all. And now you have one TV star / comedian who drugs women and takes advantage of them sexually, and now all of a sudden nobody can enjoy the song because of that one line. I'll tell you, that's not even the creepiest of songs around holiday time. We already know that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the people have already been upset about that because of the bullying, and we did that story about how, people were tweeting that, it's homophobic and sexist and yada yada blah blah blah. But there's this one song, what is it, Rockin' Around, is it? No, it's not Rockin' Around, it's Holly Jolly Christmas. Holly Jolly Christmas. And that to me has a line that's even creepier. Burl Ives, there's this song where there's this line where he goes, here it is. Hang on, let me see if I can find it. Where is it?
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
See, that seems innocent
it's
enough,
the
right? There's this line about him kissing somebody, like, your girl's waiting under the mistletoe, kiss her once for me, which is kind of creepy to me. Like, why is this old dude telling me to go? Like, what if it were my wife? And he's like, hey, your wife's under the mistletoe, go there, kiss her, and then kiss her once for me. Ha ha ha. That's just, to me, that's a creepier line than say, what's in this drink? Oh, here it is. That's kind of weird to me. I've never always wondered about that line. And so anyway, there's a bunch of Christmas songs out there that I know could probably be White Christmas. I mean, come on. I'm shocked anyone still plays that one. That's if you're going to talk about something that's going to cause controversy, I would think that would be the one. 855-765-1045 is the number, by the way. 855-765-1045. You know what would be great if there was a radio station, if they had enough cojones, big enough cojones, to just play every single version of Baby It's Cold Outside back to back to back over and over again on a constant loop. Because there's like 1,000 different versions. I mean, I think everybody has redone that song. It's probably the most redone song in the history of Christmas carols. So anyway, I don't know. 855-765-1045. You can also leave us an open mic message if you want to comment on that. The number is, or the, you can do that in our mobile app. You just download it, you hit the button, boom, you send us the message, and it comes right to us. Also, there's another story that's kind of been causing, you know, here's a question. And Donald Trump's Twitter, it's back in action this morning, and it's getting a lot of attention because of something he tweeted, which some people think he did it on purpose. Other people think he's just stupid. And that's basically his entire presidency. People think, A, he's doing it on purpose. B, he's doing it because he doesn't know any better. But Donald Trump has been going on a Twitter tirade again, of course, about the Democrats and about the Mueller probe and about what's happening with Cohen. And one of the things he tweeted this morning, about 4 hours ago, so let's see, that would be around, it's around like 8 o'clock, no, 7 o'clock. He tweeted out, he was talking about, you know, basically first he started talking about how he needs a new White House chief of staff, and he was looking for somebody with that. Then he wrote out about the, about James Comey's testimony and about Michael Cohen. He wrote, "Democrats can't find a smoking gun tying the Trump campaign to Russia after James Comey's testimony. No smoking gun, no collusion." The problem is he misspelled the word smoking. He wrote smocking instead. So the tweet reads, Democrats can't find a smocking gun tying the Trump campaign to Russia after James Comey's testimony. No smocking gun. And he misspelled it twice, which makes me think, you know, there's two possibilities. Either one, he just doesn't know how to spell the word smoking. But, you know, I don't think he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't, so maybe he's unfamiliar with the spelling of the word smoking. Or what a lot of people are saying is he really wanted people to focus in on this message. He wanted people to know that after all the testimony had been in and after these memos start coming out and after Mueller's been investigating, that there really is no smoking gun. And so by misspelling the word, not once, but twice in the tweet, he knew people would really they'd hone in on it and they'd draw attention to it and it would get retweeted. In fact, so far it's already been retweeted 13,000 times. It's already been commented on 39,000 times and it's been hearted 51,000 times. So, you know, I mean, all his tweets. Oh, that pretty much happens to all his tweets. But he really wanted people to focus on this one, so he intentionally misspelled the word smoking so that it would get even more public scrutiny than any of the other ones. More people would hear about it. More people would get the message that the smoking gun doesn't exist, that you know, it's all smock and mirrors, that it's all been a big waste of our smocking time. I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is he's trying to do, which it could be. It could be, or it could just be that he doesn't, you know, that he doesn't know how to spell smoking. 855-765-1045. We'll do a quick poll. What do you think? Is this a premeditated misspelling, or is this something that Donald Trump just, you know, was too excited to get this out that he didn't spell check? I don't think he ever does. You remember the Coffier? In fact, I'm going to go get a cup of Covfefe. Yeah, I'm going to go get a cup of Covfefe while we line up your phone calls. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. Your calls coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
So how does the president get the hateful fake news media to talk about the fact that Democrats have not found a smoking gun? Easy. He tweets and misspells the word smoking. That goes viral in a heartbeat.
I'll tell you, some people are saying that's exactly what he did. He did it on purpose. Other people are saying, oh, my God, the president can't even spell smoking. And they're tweeting all sorts of gifs and jokes and things like that. And somebody else wrote that, you know, this is just another, now they've got to go after the NRA to get all these smoking guns off the street. because it's going to be, because, you know, everyone's tweeting about it. Somebody wrote, remember the good old days when quail misspelled potato? That was national and even international news because it was a rare thing for a high-level politician to make such a public blunder. Hashtag smocking gun. Andy is in Jacksonville. Let me get him on here. Andy, good morning. Hi, thanks for calling the Mark K Show. How are you?
Good morning there, Mark. I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
It seems we're all being inundated by this political correctness. Now, the latest idiocy, did you hear about the principal in Omaha, Nebraska, who outlawed candy canes because upside down the candy cane could be construed as a J for Jesus? And the red stripe was his blood, and the white stripe was his resurrection.
Yeah, you know what? I heard, that's so funny. I heard that this morning on Jacksonville's morning news, and I thought to myself, I didn't know that the candy cane was a J. I thought it was a cane for the shepherds watching, you know, because shepherds hold their canes, and somebody thought, my God, that's, we should turn that into candy. What was the red and the white? It was what?
Red was for his blood. And white was for his resurrection. I mean, I'm 71 years old. I've been through a few Christmases.
Yeah.
I never associated a candy cane with Jesus in any way, shape, or form.
Well, also, that would be Easter, because that's when the blood was spilled and the resurrection came.
Exactly.
So clearly, that's not right at all. Hey, interesting point. I did hear about that, though. Yeah, there was a, thanks so much for calling. There was a high school or a school principal or superintendent or whatever. Anyway, she said that there's going to be no candy canes. There's going to be no Santa stuff. There's going to be no Frosty the Snowman, whatever, you know, no, none of that. And then, of course, she was put on administrative leave and the ban was reversed. But candy canes being a J for Jesus, that's a new one, because I don't hold my candy canes like that. I hold them, I mean, I hold them up so that they're, you know, the loop part is on the, like you're holding, like you're, like it's a shepherd's cane, like you're a shepherd, you're holding your staff, you're watching your sheep, you take a lick of it and you go, that's a tasty. I don't know how they come to be, but, and I thought the red and white was just because, you know, Christmas colors. Now they have them in like other flavors, and they have like blue ones and pink ones. And to me, that's a sacrilege, because if you're going to have a candy cane, it should be peppermint. There should be no other flavors allowed. They should not be candy cane. They should not be blueberry. They should not be whatever it is. Just stick to, you know, like we need some traditions to remain the way that they are. But also, I mean, as a religious symbol, I mean, it's, I didn't think that it was a religious symbol, but again, you know, what the hell? I didn't think that Baby It's Cold Outside was about drugging a woman and, taking advantage of her. But apparently that's, according to this radio station in Cleveland, apparently that's exactly what it's about. And that's why now several radio stations all over the country have stopped playing it. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. Also, we've taken the liberty of putting the number in the mobile app. So if you have the mobile app and you want to get through to us, you can just go in there and you can tap the button that says call the studio. Boom. It'll dial the number for you, and that way you don't have to remember all those numbers, because it's a lot of them. It's like 10 numbers. It's like 855-765-1045. It's a smocking lot of numbers is what it is. And Josh is even counting on his fingers. It took me a minute, too. So 855-765-1045, or just like I said, pop open the mobile app, and you can call us directly as well and let us know what you think about the candy cane ban, or Baby It's Cold Outside, or whether or not Donald Trump just purposely misspelled smocking as like an early Christmas gift to the media. You know, he's like, oh, I'll do something nice for the media. Let me misspell smocking. The more I think about it, the more I think that this could definitely be something that Donald Trump did. Because if you look, he spelled collusion right. I mean, and to me, smoking is way easy. He spelled contribution right. Testimony. There's a lot of difficult words in here. There's a lot of difficult words. Smoking's one of the easiest. So I feel like it had to have been intentional. 855-765-1045 is the number. We got to take a quick break, but we'll get to some of your smocking calls right after this. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. 855-765-1045 is the number. Oh, we have so much to talk about today. I don't even know where to start, so I'm just going to go over to Ruth and see where she wants to go. Ruth, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Ruth, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that that song I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus was a bit, I think, inappropriate, with a child coming downstairs and finding her mother all stuck in Santa Claus' face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
I'm so glad you said face, by the way. This is definitely, it's a weird song. It really is. You know, Mama or Mommy or whatever you call her. She's hanging out late at night. Santa Claus comes down the chimney and she lures him under the mistletoe. And yeah, it's weird. And then the kid sees it all. And, you know, why is this still allowed on the radio? I mean, this is like there's infidelity and there's sneaking around. And, you know, the kid is getting this vision in his head that's probably going to, you know, stick with him for the. I mean, Michael Jackson, this could have been one of the reasons he was so messed up. Let's be honest. He sees his mom kissing Santa Claus. Joe, you know, probably didn't take it that well. But anyway, yeah, there's a bunch of songs out there that are. I mean, she's tickling Santa Claus now. Like, what is happening? You're right. I never even thought about it that way. But if you're gonna start banning "Baby, It's Cold Outside," then "Mama Tickling Santa Claus" is definitely one that has to. That's definitely one that's got to go. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it, Bobby in Jacksonville. Thanks for calling, Bobby. What'd you want to say?
Hi, Mark. I'm just really frustrated with all of this shenanigans over Christmas. First of all, like the candy cane thing. I mean, every religion, every race has their own celebration of holiday.
Mm.
And what is Christmas? Christ's birth? Am I right?
No, yeah, you're right. Christmas, there's, I mean, it's right there, Christ in the Mass. I have a candy cane, by the way. I went out during the break and I got one because we had some in the other studio. And this is one of the mini ones. But I'll be honest with you, when I turn this one upside down, and maybe it's just the way that it's shaped, it doesn't look like a J at all. But you know, I guess people could consider it to be a J. Yeah, I mean, you have to realize that it is a Christian holiday, no matter what religion you practice the rest of the year. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. And so it wouldn't be odd that a candy cane would symbolize Jesus Christ, or that, although, you know what, I feel like that's something like some parent just came up with one day and it stuck. Like, look, if you turn a candy cane upside down, it's a J for Jesus. Because to me, I feel like probably, they're just candy. Like, I don't, sometimes I feel like we look at two things way too much. We try to build in too much meaning into some things that basically have no meaning at all, other than the fact that they're tasty and delicious and pepperminty. Somebody else called during the break. They didn't want to go in the air, but they said the reason they're candy canes is so that you can hang them on the tree. Because back when we had lights and tinsel and all these other things that we put on the Hallmark ornaments that look like Harry Potter and play songs, people would decorate with popcorn and cranberries and candy canes. And you hooked the candy cane so you could just hang it on the tree and it would add a bright festive feature to your holiday decor. So there's a ton of different reasons why you could describe candy. Anyway, this woman in Nebraska, this teacher, who apparently her name was Jennifer, which is ironic because that starts with a J, she sent out this memo saying, hey, we're banning the following items from any and all schoolrooms: Santa Claus, Christmas trees, candy canes, reindeer, the colors red and white. So, I mean, if you were Polish, you couldn't display your flag. And she wrote also, historically, the shape is a J for Jesus. The red is for the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection. Again, those are Easter symbols, so I don't know what the hell what she's talking about. She also did specify that it's not just the red and white candy canes, however, the purple, the blue, the pink, all of them are banned. That ban has since been overturned by the school board of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and she has been placed on administrative leave. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Jim in Jacksonville. Jim, thanks so much for calling the Marques Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark. I got a question for you.
Okay.
All these people that are making fun of Trump, where were they when Obama was saying stupid things like Navy corpsmen and that he had visited 57 states?
Yeah. Here's the thing. He didn't tweet those out. And they liked Obama. Basically, they didn't want him to look like an idiot. They wanted him to look like, you know, the saving grace for the United States of America and also the world. So, of course, they're not going to. But, yeah, you're right. He did say he visited all 57 states. And I remember the corpsman, too. Somebody else wrote out, you know, a lot of presidents say dumb things. But yeah, I'll be honest with you. When you write it, when you look, the more and more I look at this tweet, The fact that he did it twice, I feel like it had to have been pre-planned. I feel like smocking had to have been pre-planned for this, just this specific reason. Because it wasn't, you know, the word collusion. It wasn't Russia. It wasn't anything else. It seems like it's a specific word, an easy enough word to spell, and it's something that he would do purposely to get media attention on. And, of course, smocking gun is now trending. It's trending on Twitter. His tweet is getting retweeted over and over again. And all people are talking about is how there's no smocking gun. Or there's no smoking gun, and that there's nothing at all tying Donald Trump to Russia, that there's nothing at all in the Michael Cohen testimony or the James Comey testimony. None of those things that are saying at all that Donald Trump is responsible for anything. And the reason that more and more people are looking at it is because of the misspelled tweet. If it had just been a regular tweet, they would have just been talking about how angry he is and not how stupid he is. So there's that. 855-765-1045. We got another open mic message. Let me hit the button here.
Isn't it the attorney's responsibility to advise their client that they shouldn't make payments? And wasn't there an audio tape of Cohen telling Trump that they were going to make payments and Trump asking what payments and how it was going to be done?
Yeah, you know, this is all basically the same thing that's been going on for a couple of months. It's Mueller, releasing information and memos and testimony and justification for penalties and things like that. And he's slowly trying to tell the story or slowly trying to reveal the information that he has. And it appears that the only information that he has thus far is the Stormy Daniels payments coming from Michael Cohen, talking about how Donald Trump had prior knowledge of those kinds of things, as they found in their investigation. And Donald Trump, again, coming out and saying none of that is true. Donald Trump tweeting out that this is all false, that there's no smoking gun, that there's no information, and that it's all just, once again, a witch hunt. So, you know, it's all going to come out to be a whole he said thing when it's said and done. When everything's out, when the investigation's over, you're going to have one side of the story being told, and then Donald Trump and his lawyers and his defense attorneys, they get to tell the other side. And Donald Trump, I guarantee, will have plenty to say about everything in the report. He'll have plenty of reasons to come back at everything that Mueller, you know, comes up with, everything that Cohen has said, everything that Comey has said, every person Manafort, everything that they've managed to squeeze out of people through various threats of jail time and threats of public humiliation and threats of, we're going to ruin your life, that kind of, which is how they do it. You know, Manafort and Cohen and everyone else, they go in there and they tell them these horrible stories about what their lives are going to be like and how they're going to be left penniless and broke and their families are going to disown them and it's going to be public ridicule and they'll have nothing. They won't even have a reputation when it's all over. And Donald Trump will be laughing at them all the way to the bank. Donald Trump will be sitting pretty in the White House while they're sitting in a jail cell. And so they squeeze these guys into saying stuff. But in the end, they still have to come out and prove it. And as we know, everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And that includes the president of the United States as well. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. You can also, of course, send us an open mic message in our downloadable mobile app, News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. We'll be right back.
Don't care what people say, I still love listening to Markay. Can't wait for your 2 hours. Can't wait for your 2 hours. Can't wait for your 2 hours. Can't wait for your 2 hours.
I appreciate that. Also, what are people saying? That always makes me nervous. I don't care what anyone says. I love Markay. I'm like, well, that's great. That's great to hear. But what's the word on the street? 855-765-1045. We appreciate all the open mics that we get. And we got another one about Baby It's Cold Outside.
I work in retail, and every year I dread having to listen to Baby It's Cold Outside with Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton.
That is a particularly creepy one because you have to think about the people singing the song. And when you put those two together, it's like the most awkward, unlikely pairing of people. Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton. And also,
I really can't stay.
And she's like half singing, half talking.
cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'll stop
in.
Yeah, I don't know whose idea that was to put those two performers together, but it's just kind of like, it's kind of like, kind of awkward. Craig in Jacksonville. Craig, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Mark Kay, doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. What'd you want to say, Craig?
Just two things, and none of them, and either one of them have nothing to do with the other, but, first one is, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. I always thought it was the kid coming down, and Mom and Dad were down there. Dad was dressed as Santa, and they got a little amorous there, so... That's what I really thought the song was about, that she saw Mom kissing Santa, and Santa was actually Dad dressed up as Santa.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great point, too, and that would definitely be the more Christian version of that song.
There you go.
And that's maybe one way to explain it. What was the second thing you wanted to say?
The other thing was real quick. A friend of mine shot me over a CNN headline today about Trump and that they're going to go after him to have him arrested or put in jail, and I'm like, what do you think what do you think would happen if they tried to do that? I mean, what would the Republicans do? What would the country do? I mean, just kind of speculative here.
Well, they're not going to put him in jail, I mean, while he's the president. There's no way that they're going to prosecute him, and they would need, I mean, here's the thing, you would need substantial evidence for anyone to try to prosecute the president, and there's nothing that he's done that constitutes any kind of prosecution. There's no proof of it, at least. And
right.
You would need, I mean, you can't just go around arresting people unless you have proof, because once they get into court, you know, there's got to be evidentiary, whatever, support. So you can tell that I get all my legal knowledge from watching Legally Blonde over and over again. But basically, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if someone's committed a crime, that's not enough. You've also got to be able to prove it in a court of law. And number one, there's no proof that a crime has been committed. Clearly not enough to get anyone arrested. Well, except for Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen and everybody. I mean, those may be the real criminals. Or they may have just been forced into admitting to some crime that they never committed. You know, which is another way that people do things. They bully the folks that they want into, you know, I don't know if you ever watched Dateline, but every now and then there'll be a Dateline episode where a woman is shot or a woman is killed, and they haul the husband into the jury or to the questioning room, and they keep him there for like 18 hours. And after 18 hours, he just starts hallucinating. You know, he's like tired and he's upset because his wife is dead and he doesn't know what he's saying, and he's sleep deprived and he doesn't have any food, and he just starts saying yes to stuff, and they're like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, what are you talking about? And then all of a sudden, boom, they get a confession out of him to a crime that he clearly didn't commit. But now they have proof to go ahead. They have a sworn confession. And then you keep watching, and that confession gets thrown out because of this reason or the other. And there are so many people that actually legitimately commit crimes that are never prosecuted because there's not enough proof. The people that don't commit any crimes, it's even rarer for them to get hauled up in front of a jury or, thrown in court or prison or anything else for that matter, because you do need to be able to prove something. I mean, that's how this country works. Also, the president of the United States is safe while he's president, and I would assume after he's president, too. I know Adam Schiff was talking about Donald Trump's going to be needing a pardon from whoever the next president is, so I hope he treats him well during the next election. Look, dude, you can calm down with that, because I don't think anybody's going to be needing a pardon. Well, except maybe Paul Manafort. But I think he's been a loyal soldier. He'll probably be fine. Listen, before we get out of here, we have a very exciting prize. It's the 10th day of Christmas for our 12 days of Players Christmas giveaway. We have a pair of Tuesday stadium passes to the Players and one holiday scarf to give away. And we'll give those away right now to caller number one. I'm going to figure, if you're the first person to call, you might, why would we penalize you for being first? I'm all about it. 855-765-1045. We got to go. We got the news and Rush Limbaugh coming up next. I'll see you tomorrow. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.